Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Senator Ken Rosenboom joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest in the Iowa State House.
After 3 weeks in the legislative session, the initial issue, for the most part, sounds like it's been resolved. Of course, the $118 million budget shortfall. Share with our listeners, A, how the Senate decided to solve part of that problem, some of the areas that may be cut, and some of the other ways the state plans to kind of cover that gap.
Well, a number of ways. I would characterize it as something of a surgical operation rather than an across-the-board cut that the state experienced a few years ago under the Culver administration. So there was a lot of work has been done by the executive branch and more recently by particularly House Republicans to find ways to take that $118 million budget shortfall and make it as painless as possible. It's not a fun process because obviously programs get cut. Some of our agencies get cut, but we believe it was very surgical. I think the important thing to note, a couple of really important things are that we held K-12 education totally harmless. There are no cuts there whatsoever. We also are upholding our promise to local governments to do the property tax backfill that the state is obligated to do. I think that was something like $24 million. So those programs were held harmless. So it's the cuts are quite a lengthy list of different areas that took some cuts. So without getting into all the details, that's kind of the general overview.
And as I understand it, it was just that this year's appropriations, next year's, have not been decided in any way.
That's correct. We have not started on next year's budget at all. This was important that we get this taken care of because there are only 5 months left in the fiscal year. So that kind of magnifies the severity of the cuts in the sense that you have to do that in 5 months rather than over a 12-month period. But so that's why it was very important that we get this done quickly. The House will take it up Monday. The House and Senate have agreed to the language, so I think it's simply a matter of taking the vote, and it'll move down to the governor's office for his signature, and then this will happen.
And I know that we're still pretty early in the session. What are some of the updates now in terms of heading into the next year as you start going down legislative priorities? I know many committees have already started to send bills out or at least get through some through the process. What are some of the things that you see as legislative priorities in the Senate coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Well, certainly legislative priorities include, first of all, we will establish supplemental state aid for K-12 schools. I hope in the next roughly 10 days or so that gets through the legislature so that our school districts know what to expect so they can develop their budgets. Beyond that, we have a number of items that we think in the Senate are very important. We will deal with tort reform to try to limit the frivolous lawsuits that do happen. We will work on collective bargaining reform. I don't know what that looks like yet, but that's certainly a priority for us that we can focus on that I think will have significant ramifications to our budget going forward, both the state budget and also county and city budgets. Beyond that, we have some things that are pretty contentious, but we have to deal with. Defunding Planned Parenthood took the first step in the Iowa Senate by way of a subcommittee on Tuesday. That will move forward. We will be dealing with some Second Amendment rights. We will be dealing with just a variety of things that Iowans care about. But those are the biggest items. School choice will also be discussed. I don't know what that's going to look like yet, but that's certainly an item that's going to begin some conversations on that.
Once again, that was State Senator Ken Rosenboom. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.